If you look at your notes, it's the session on boundaries, a biblical view of boundaries. Or are boundaries biblical? However you want to say that. So let me just open us up in a word of prayer. Oh, Father, we need you. And I thank you that you delight to meet our needs. So as we spend some time talking about a topic that, and however we phrase it, we all deal with, we need you. So I'm asking that you would work through the words, that you would allow us to see the beauty and the superiority of your way and your word. And would you help me, Father, to be able to communicate that in some way? I pray for each of us as we're sitting here listening. It's only day one and we're already tired. And we've already gotten enough to think about. So increase our ability to take in and help us, Father, to be able to benefit from your word. And we get to say and ask all of these things because of the precious blood of Christ. So we thank him for that. Amen. Amen. Okay. When I think about the subject of boundaries, in some ways, it reminds me of what we used to talk about with self-esteem. Meaning, I don't really hear as much that we talk about self-esteem anymore, but I just think it's integral to how the world thinks. So we don't discuss it anymore, it just is. And I think the concept of boundaries is becoming a given as well. So we don't discuss boundaries as much as we used to. We just all know you need them. Kind of like we don't really talk about self-esteem, but the world would all say, you got to have it. So it seems to be moving that way. It's pretty common for me that at some point in counseling, typically pretty early on, I'm going to hear, I just need to learn how to set boundaries and stop letting people walk all over me. You know what? There is a real need there. Okay, we're going to get there. So before you shut me off with where we start, we're going to get there. Or I hear, I just don't set boundaries well. The reality is, she probably does need a lot of help in a very difficult situation or relationship, for sure. So here's what I don't say. I don't believe in boundaries. Okay? You don't even know what she's talking about, right? So you need to ask a ton of questions. It was like one person came in as we were talking, and she's like, I just don't do enough self-care. These are like words that all kinds of things go off in my head, right, when I hear them. So we could have done a whole thing on that. But I said to her, what do you mean by self-care? And she said, basic hygiene and taking a shower. Am I going to say to her, well, I don't believe in self-care? So before you launch into your thing on boundaries or self-care, ask what they mean. She was so depressed, she was not showering. That's a real need. And it didn't need me to define self-care. So don't hear the word boundary and just go off. Ask a lot of questions. And then you're thinking, not saying, are boundaries the answer? Or is there a better answer? That's what we want to do. Is there something better than I need to set boundaries or I need to cancel them? The newest way we say it. We even know that doesn't sound very nice, right? So in our circles, I don't hear that as much because we know it just sounds like a mean thing to do. But we do. Well, obviously, I'm obviously suggesting there's a better way. That's what we're here for. So here's what I want to do first is, what do we mean by the term? Again, define your terms. Don't assume when they use the word that they mean what you mean. So ask, but you need to think through, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about for boundaries. Are they in the Bible? If they are, what's the purpose for them in the Bible? And then how we use it today. So in today's culture, who knew that there was an actual council called the Council for Relationships? I think that's, we all need the right relationships, right? So here's a counsel on that. Here's an article. Here was what the article was entitled, so you can imagine why I wanted to read it. What does it mean to set boundaries in a relationship? And I was like, well, I totally want to know what the counsel for relationships means by that. I do think that what they describe accurately reflects the common thinking. So if you would define it differently, just know this is what I'm talking about, because I do believe that this is commonly what we mean by it. The author says this: boundaries are the emotional, physical, and mental limits that we set for ourselves in various aspects of our lives. We limit who can access our personal and emotional space when we set boundaries. They determine how much others can influence us. Well, there's something there. How much others can use our time and energy and affect our emotions. Listen to this. This is the last sentence. Healthy boundaries provide a sense of security and autonomy. So notice the goal. They've just told you. Here's the goal behind setting boundaries: security and autonomy. So we at least have to pause and reflect. Are those appropriate goals? Is that what God says you're here for? Should I pursue security? If so, where? Where do I pursue security? Should I pursue autonomy? So they're seeking to address a problem. But the way they're seeking to address it, they've been clear what their goal is. So if that's not an appropriate goal, we're going to have to at least look with a discerning eye on what they say. So if I were to ask you, which I'm not for the sake of time, though I would love to do that, if I were to ask you to define what is the crux of relationships? Like, what's the point? What's the point of relationships? What are they for? What is necessary for a relationship? There's a whole lot we could say, and if you're like me, you'd go, I need to think about that. I don't think that way a lot. I just know I want them. So I get that. But if we were to really think about what is necessary in a relationship, what's the crux of relationships, what are they for, what might you say? Think about that. And now I want you to hear the author's perspective, because this author is going to tell you. In the complex dance of human relationships, and I'm going to give you that, complex, right? Boundaries take center stage. They serve as the invisible but critical framework that defines the space between individuals. Boundaries are crucial for healthy connections, for personal well-being, and a balanced life. Every relationship needs them to foster safety and security. Boundaries are necessary to maintain identity, to show respect and understanding, and to have healthy, thriving relationships. Boundaries are the cornerstone of healthy relationships. Wow, I think that's very instructive. From the author's perspective, boundaries are center stage, critical, crucial, the cornerstone. Okay, because if he's right, you better be thinking about them a lot and have good ones. Because it sounds pretty important. And then he goes on to say, for this purpose. He doesn't use those words, but he says, they're crucial for personal well-being, a balanced life, safety and security, and maintaining identity. So again, they've told you the goal. And in that goal, boundaries are crucial. Well, I'm just going to tell you, I read all of that, and here's my first thought. I just find it hard to believe boundaries can do all that. That's fascinating. Like, wow. Because if they could, I might be all about them myself. But we need to know that that's the goal of their focus. So before I say, yeah, but I shouldn't let people walk all over me, therefore, just understand.